This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone.
Hello there, BGZ. This is Austin Pinto. And today, I would like to summarize my Windows 8 review, which was a part 5 series uploaded on the BGZ. So then, let's move on here. I'm currently using the Windows 8 Pro 32-bit operating system. The 5 parts that I recorded were done on the Windows 8 RTM, which was close enough to the Windows 8 Pro, I should say. Not many changes that I have found after installing this final release. Just some, stability improvements here. It's become very stable. Narrator has really added some new shortcut keys, which are pretty general ones. I'm not going to go through those because I've showed you how to go in parts, I think part 5, yeah. So that is covered. There's not much changes, there's just some shortcut keys added. And also, there is little bit of improvements on the store. If you open the store, you would notice that some of the apps now are labeled as accessible. So the accessibility is yes. Now I still don't know if this refers to the screen reader, but I'm very certain enough that it does. So there has been some changes there. Well, before I begin the demonstration, let's take you to some updates here. There were updates to 15 apps in the store yesterday, and I've downloaded and installed all of those. So, requesting you to update your apps if you have Windows 8 to see the same results. Then there was that controversial JAWS 14 update, which was pulled out by FS today because there was some bugs in that, major bugs. But unfortunately, I uninstalled JAWS and now I can't get back to, what's the version, 9.18, the previous version, JAWS 14 point, it was 9.18, yeah. I can't get back to that version that gives me the access driver problem, so I don't know what to do. So what I've done is I've installed, the update. I'm running the JAWS 14.103 now, I think. Please excuse me with the version numbers. I've not paid much attention on that. So if something seems broken, please excuse me with that. Because that's the nature of that update. And I had to demo Windows 8 today. So I thought, just let's get some JAWS input here. Even if it's broken, I really cannot do anything with this because this is some problem with the access driver. This update 13103 has done some changes to the access driver which the 9.18 version cannot revert. I don't know why, but I'll find out a fix for that. Maybe talk to Freedom Scientific today. Let's see what they say. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to give you an outline of the podcast now. I'm going to show you all those apps which were shown in parts 1 to 4 1, 2, and 3, which did not work with the screen reader properly. So I'm going to show you those apps again. For example, weather and the news were not quite working well with JAWS. So I'm going to show you those apps again with JAWS to see if there's any change. Then I'm going to show you the music with both JAWS and NVDA. And I'm going to show you mail also with JAWS, because that mail was not working with JAWS that time. Now it should be working, but I don't know what the update has done. Anyway, before I start the demonstration, another note. I would request you, before listening to the final review, to please listen to part 1 to part 5 of my review, because that every part in that has some or the other basics. So if you are, you know, if your basics are well with this OS especially, then you can understand the grips. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult. So, I've uploaded parts 1 to 5 on the BGC. Part 1 is approved. Waiting for approval of parts 2 and 5, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, 4 and 5, sorry. Once they are approved, then I will go and post this one. And then let this one get approved. So, I would request you to listen to at least the beginning or the end of, beginning and the end of part 1 to 5. Because I've made some remarks in the beginning of the basics, and then at the end, I also close the podcast with some new things. Like part 2, I've spoken about the ribbons thing. So then here we go. I'm going to commence my demonstration here. And if anything is broken with JAWS, as I said, please excuse me for that, because that's the update problem. Now, before this update, I've never even tried any of the apps after the update to JAWS, so I don't know how this will work, because according to the Indian Standard Time here, I've got the update really late night, so that could not be done. I'm recording this at 10:30 a.m. That's December 8th. So I've not tried any apps with the update, so I don't know how this will work. Before the update, when JAWS 14.918 had come, I don't know if this is the status with your computer also. JAWS was still not compatible with the hybrid boot feature of Windows 8. As in, if you're using JAWS demo. If you have a license, then nothing, there's no problem. But since I don't use JAWS much, I'm become a real fan of Narrator and NVDA. These are my two primary screen readers now. So, JAWS demo was not compatible with the hybrid boot. That means, now I'll tell you the steps, what you need to take, and if you are facing the same result, you can maybe report it to FS. Install a JAWS demo and run that demo for until it expires. What you need to do then is click on shut down the computer. So do not click on restart, click on shut down, and when your system fully shuts down, restart the computer and start JAWS. Probably what error you will get is the demo has expired. So that's what I've got on my end. So let's see if any one of you gets the same results. You can confirm it with me and also report FS about it. I've done the same thing, and they said it'll get fixed in an update, but yesterday's update was a bit controversial there. They've broken a lot of basics about JAWS, the insert F11 things, and people had got a workaround for that, but it was too complicated anyway. So anyway, this podcast is not about JAWS, it's about Windows 8 here. So then here we go. I'm going to start the JAWS here, and I'm using the same Nuance vocalizer that I used in parts 1 to 4. Part 5 was, of course, a narrator review. So, get JAWS starting up here. Yeah, now they have fixed that. So now,
JAWS 14 points.
I stopped speech here. They have finally, this update has done one at least good thing, is that they have fixed that compatibility with the hybrid boot so that is one good thing that they have done here. So then let's quickly resume our demo. I'm gonna launch the let's start with the most troubled app, the music. The music app was the most troubled app with JAWS. It used to crash JAWS and all those things. So let's start with that to see how that works. And please note now, if you have not updated your apps, you please update them. Otherwise, your result and my result is going to differ because...
Start screen. Nail. Expanded.
So I'm going to search up here.
Music.
Okay, music is the only result that is found. So we can hit enter here.
Enter. Music.
And I've opened music. And there have been some massive changes to music. Is that JAWS is now reading it correctly. This update actually has a lot of good things for Windows 8 here. The hybrid boot feature is fixed. Music is become accessible. And it's become much more responsive. I remember when the JAWS 14 official beta had come out. Sorry, not the beta, sorry. Official release had come out, 9.18 version. The computer would freeze up sometimes and things, but now it's become much more responsive. Okay then. Let's see what we have here. We are in a scrolling container. That's what I showed you in the store app. And we have play all songs button. And then down.
Scrolling container list view and known album left paren 12/8/2012 10:39 a.m. right paren and known artist plus one song 2005. 2 of 2.
So I really don't know what it did, but I think it has created an unknown album here. How it did it, I don't know. I have not done anything with it. And it has added Blues, a song by Blues. So that's the thing. Let's hit on play all songs and see what we get.
Scrolling container list view, play all music. Enter.
So that was actually in the senior. It's an Indian language for those of you who do not know. And it was recorded using I don't know what. It was playing in real some
people. Nail expanded. Roll
some odd notes here.
M.
Some odd tone, sorry.
Music.
Okay. Hit on that.
Music.
Now one thing I've noticed is that the stop button is still
music.
Not accessible, or it's not there. I don't know what, but
they just one region and no okay.
So now, what it did was I did not log into the network, so it did not open up a page, but now it is said that page is one region and something. Let's see what it has, the page. I'm not going to play all music this time.
And now album left paren 12/8/open. Main region.
Okay, now it's opened up a page with the same two scroll containers here, which we don't want to do anything with. So we'll get out of here by hitting tab.
Scrolling container list view and known album left paren 12/8/2012.
We'll get out of this.
Tab, button menu.
Now there's a button menu which isn't accessible, and I'm going to hit the space bar on it.
Space menu. They got it. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Okay. So I think what this does is it like sorts the album in date added.
Put to see.
A to Z,
release here,
and things. So we'll keep it at date added.
Escape.
We'll escape here. But really, this button should have been labeled.
Tab.
And I think it's refreshing or something here.
Tab. Albums tab.
Okay, now we are in some tab which is known as albums tab, and there is a scroll container again.
Artist tab. To activate tab page, press spacebar.
Oh yeah. So
albums tab.
So as you can see, that it's become really accessible. If I were to rate this accessibility, I would say it is more accessible than even NVDA and Narrator this time, at least. For this podcast, I'm very happy with JAWS accessibility with music. I should say that. So we'll be on albums tab.
Tab. Scrolling container list view and known album left paren 12/8/2012 10:39 a.m. Right paren and known artist was one song 2005. Two of two.
We reached the same scroll container. I don't know why it's not connecting to the web here.
Tab. Button menu. Tab. Albums tab. Artist tab. Songs tab. Playlist tab.
So we'll go to songs here. Let's
songs
see.
Tab. Scrolling container list view and known album left paren 12/8/2012 10:39 a.m. Right paren and known artist plus one song 2005. Two of two. Scrolling container list view play on.
Scrolling container
tab. One album arranged by date added button menu.
Okay, so there's one album arranged by date added. So now it's named it correctly, because I think what we need to do is we need to go to the menu and select the date or select A to Z or something, and then it gets the album
songs tab
arranged.
To activate tab page, press space playlist tab. Scrolling container list view and known album left.
I really don't know why it's not going up to the web. But anyway, it's a really accessible app here. It's very, very accessible. I should say that. And FS has done a brilliant job, bringing in accessibility in the music app. The last time, if you listen to part 1 or part 2, I really forgot which part it was in. It was in part 2. You would see that there's not much accessibility with JAWS. I'm not still sure with the parts here. Please excuse me for that. But you will see that it was not accessible with JAWS, and that's why I had to use NVDA on that. So now it's usable, but I don't know why it's not going up to the web. Because if you would recall, we had played a song from the web here. So I don't know why it's not getting that, it's not going on the web. Anyway, let's move on to the next demonstration here. The mail.
Alt F4. Start screen.
Now,
mail.
the mail in Windows 8, however I have not said it that way, is that Windows 8 Pro has the feature to connect to VPN networks. So you can connect to VPN networks. Now if you want a comparison chart between Windows 8 Pro and Windows 8 Enterprise, I will give you a URL there. It's a Wikipedia URL, and it's described very nicely there. The chart is given in a very nice format, so I'm going to give you that in the podcast description.
People, mail.
Yeah, we
expanded.
Want to demonstrate mail, so we'll click on this.
Enter.
And then we'll show you the weather
Azure
and the
Microsoft account, email address. Email address edit.
Okay.
Type in text.
Now, I showed you last time in part 4 that I want to remove the Microsoft account from my email from my mail program, and I successfully then removed it. So now it's telling me to add my Microsoft account. So I'm going to add my email address, which is not. Now if anyone wants to contact me, please use my Gmail address only, because the email address I'm adding here is just made for Windows. It's just made to sign in to the Microsoft account on Windows and things. It's not for use to check email. So I never check emails on that account. So please do not contact me on this account, which I'm going to enter in here.
ALISTON97. Shift F2. Oops. Password. Edit. Star. Tab. Sign up for a Microsoft account link.
No, we do not want to do that because we have already.
Tab. Toolbar. Save button. To activate, enter. Mail.
Now it will sign in, and it will take a moment or two to synchronize. The account is added, and I have moved out of mail, so I'm going to open that mail again.
And starts mail expanded. Row 1.
There are no new mail, unfortunately.
Enter.
Because otherwise that time would have read.
Mail. Inbox edit.
Oh yeah, there is. It's not probably synced up yet, I think.
Blank.
So it said inbox edit,
blank.
But
blank. Tab. Back button tab. New button tab. Back button. To add. Top of file. Back button.
Okay. So now there is unfortunately no new mail in my account. So I'm going to just send out a mail to my Android phone, and then I will send out a mail from there, because I don't even expect any new mail coming on this account by anyone other than Microsoft. So I have to do it myself, unfortunately, because this account is not used. Anyway, I will show you how to compose the mail here. I'll click on the new button.
Enter. To edit combo, enter an email address or any name in your contact list.
Wow. Isn't that fabulous with JAWS? I mean, it's so different from the last time I've done a podcast. And this is Windows 8 Pro. That's the final release, and no, this is not my mail, this was somebody else's mail in my account. So I'm gonna enter in my Gmail ID now.
AUS dynamic search results list.
Wow.
Austin.hito@hotmail.com.
No,
email address Austin.
To
combo us s blank t the I on n Austin.hitkey to edit I n t o.
So there you see, as you enter your email, that's I entered AUS, the dynamic search results came in, and gave me my Hotmail email ID, which I don't want, but it worked, and it is a fabulous. I'm telling you, Jaws has really. Now I should really praise Jaws, because when I last did my podcast, it was like nothing. It was really, things were really inaccessible, and now it has picked it up so brilliantly. So I should really praise FS for whatever they have done. And I don't know why there is such a big, you know, discussion about the Jaws update being broken. I tried all the keystrokes that people mention, insert F7 and all those keystrokes on Firefox, at least they seem to work. So I don't know why is there such a big discussion, and I'm using the latest Jaws release, that is 103 now, the update. Anyway, let's finish off this matter then. Austin Pinto.
Period. @AVIERS.
@gmail.com.
Tab. Okay. To add people from your contact list button. To activate, press this bar.
I really can't believe what Jaws is telling me here. It's really become accessible. And the last time I showed mail, I think it was with Narrator or NVDA, one of the screen reader. I never showed it with Jaws, as far as I know. Please, correct me. I've done a lot of series of podcasts, so I've not been able to keep track of which app I showed with what. So here we go. Let's
CC edit combo.
CC
email address or any name.
We do not want. Okay. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to add this Austin Pinto Hotmail account to the CC. Let's see how does it respond if a new mail arrives. Let's just see this.
AUF@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I want. Let's throw two stones in one go. So
tab, CC edit combo, enter an email address or any name in your contact list. Shift tab, to add people from your contact list button. Tab, CC edit combo. Austin.pinto@hotmail.com. 1 of 1.
Enter. That's what I want, so I'm going to enter.
Tab, CC add people from your contact list button. To activate, press space.
This is another button here. And I think this is somewhat because the Jaws has updated, and even the mail app has got an update yesterday. So I think it's because of that
show more button to activate.
There is show more. Now, if we click on this button, what will happen is it will help us to add BCC and things. So I don't want those all.
Tab, subject edit.
Subject.
Line. Enter a subject. TEF. Nine.
Oops, that was a severe overtype here.
Space PRO.
Let's see if Jaws reads this.
Subject edit. Testing the mail app on Windows 8 Pro.
Very nice.
Tab. Edit. Enter the body of the email here.
Superb. Last time when I showed you this, I said it said blank and you need to enter the message here. That's what I remember. And here it's telling me enter the email body here. Very nice.
AIIM:WINTOTDOWS.
Okay, let's send it over to my phone here, which will react.
Tab.
As I
send
get.
Left foreign alt plus S right foreign button.
So alt plus S is send. So then I've got a confirmation on my Android phone, and it said that you know, the mail that we send, has received that mail, so give a new email confirmation there. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to reply to that and let's see how this Jaws, you know, react to that. So I'm not going into the mail app. So I'm not going to go to the mail app. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take up my Android here. Reply to that. I hope the speed of that is not too fast because
subject. Can identify as Android. Subject. Testing the name app on Windows. April snippet colon hide in testing Windows. April sent from Windows mail.
Sent from Windows mail. So you saw the signature there. It added that signature automatically.
Testing image. Inbox. Show copy image, show contact star. New. Reply.
So I hit this button.
Edit box, reply, archive button. Check button. Edit box, save draft button disabled. Edit box. Austin Pinto less than. Austin. Dot. Pinto. At. Hotmail. Dot. Com.
Okay.
Edit box. Reply. Edit
that
box.
That is okay.
Plus mail.
Alright.
Capital Y.
Your mail. Just write box. Something there.
Austin Pinto, save draft button.
Response
button. Send button.
And I'm going to send it.
Testing the mail app on Windows 8 Pro. Hi, I'm testing Windows. 8 Pro is the sent from Windows mail.
In a few seconds, we should receive the mail because my phone is on 2G. So
inbox. Subject.
Will
to options. Go to labels. More. Search. Go to labels.
Check up with the phone.
Labels. Priority inbox start. Important. Chats. Send sync last 4 days.
Okay. Then.
Send up. Subject. Testing mail. App on Windows 8 Pro snippet. Your mail.
Okay, so it's sent.
Send sync last 4 days. A draft symbol. Outbox.
Outbox.
Outbox button.
Okay, so there's no mail in the outbox. That means it has been sent. So we did not get any response from the mail app, which is kind of strange. I thought that Microsoft will, you know, give maybe a ringtone or some kind of a response to that new email that they have sent. Just, but this is strange. Anyway, let's go to the mail tile now and see what is there. Then we can, you know, check that out.
Mail,
it's now. Okay, now it's
people
reading up here. I don't know what's the issue.
Mail, Austin Pinto.
There you go.
Colon testing the mail app on Windows 8 Pro. Your mail. Now, 2012.
Hold on. What I did was I went to the start screen, and I'm still on the start screen. I didn't even open the mail app, and I got the information that I that there's a new mail from me, and it even read the message body, which is really, really fantastic. If you are on a Windows 8 user, you get everything live. Now let me just show you. This is, I'm on start screen now. I'm on the desktop tile, and I'm going to the mail tile by pressing left arrow.
Mail, Austin Pinto. Recolon testing the mail app on Windows 8 Pro. Your mail on December 8th.
So there you
2012,
go.
2012, 11:13 a.m. Quote Austin Pinto, quote Les Austin.pinto at hotmail.com. Greater road colon. Greater high on testing Windows 8 Pro for the BGZ. Greater. Greater sent from Windows mail. Greater. Greater. Expanded. Colon 1.
Wow. This is really awesome. I should say that because it reads your entire new mail. So there's even no need for you to open the app to read mails here. I think if Microsoft does a little bit of updating here, especially, you know, some kind of a notification that you have received a new mail when a person is, let's say, in MS Office or in the desktop or somewhere, then I think this app is going to really, really replace MS Outlook. I'm really saying that because the way it's functioning and the way it's accessible, I should really say that it's a very viable alternative to MS Outlook. And you have all the rules in MS Outlook. I think that's also in this client. I need to figure out more. And if anyone wants me to, I am also ready to do an entire podcast on the Mail app. So once I upload this, please let me know on if you want me to focus more on Synapse. Anyway then, we have completed the Mail demonstration. Just two more demos left, that's the weather and the news. And yeah, so these are the two demos left. Jaws was behaving sluggishly on the weather and the news apps last time when I did the review. This time, let's see. So, let's go down there. Let's see what are the...
calendar, 8, Saturday, expanded. Row 2.
So, you can see the 8th Saturday.
People, expanded. Column 1. Photos, large tile 3 image. Expanded.
Okay, so this is a large tile 3 image.
Weather, 29 degrees. Thing, smoke, 36°/23°.
There you go. So, this is the lifetime.
20 minutes.
I'm
expanded.
On the...
Column 3.
And you saw, I have not even... press the up and down arrow, it just suddenly updated. I don't know what it did there. So, this is the weather and it's telling me 29 degrees currently. And it's going to be 23 degrees minimum temperature here.
Calendar,
which is
weather,
normal.
29 degrees, thing, smoke,
so,
36°/23°.
So, what we need to
expanded,
do is press enter. But why should we press enter when we are getting all the information on the tiles live? If you want any additional information, you need to press enter, and that's what I'm going to do now, just to show you.
Enter.
So one thing I have noticed in Pro, in the RTM, at least on my computer, most of the apps, the live tiles were, were silent. I had turned them on, but they were silent. They're Bing tile used to come up sometimes with information. The sports tile was silent.
41 regions.
Okay, wait. The finance tile was sometimes had information, but not always. But now, these tiles update every hourly, I should say. That is really nice. So as you heard, weather has 41 regions. Let's just check out.
Blank. Thing. Maharashtra banner.
Wow.
Go start thing, Maharashtra. Heading level 2 thing, Maharashtra.
Maharashtra is a state in India here.
Go then. Thing, Maharashtra banner head. Blank. Thing level region.
This is now not sluggish. So, that is a new change in the update. So, Jaws has improved a lot and a lot. I should really... last time, as you heard in part 1, I was really, putting Jaws down that time. And I should say now that Jaws is really picked up. It's really improved a lot. And,
heading level 2, thing weather.
I don't know. Let's,
list box item level 0.
Yeah, this part is a little bit inaccessible, but I think it's something to do with the app. Look, there's a list box here. I'll click on this and see what's in there. I hope nothing happens.
Thing weather list box mostly clear.
Okay, mostly clear. Okay, so this list box is the condition, the weather condition here.
Tab. Thing weather link. Today 31 to list heading list box item level 0. Today 31 degrees. Current condition smoke. Feels like 33 degrees. Source IMAP weather document.
Yeah, it is a little bit hot here today.
31 list box item, degree list box item.
So, there's a list box item which is telling the weather. There's also a list box item on top which is telling the condition.
Today 31 degrees. Current condition smoke. Feels like 33 degrees. Source I map
and
weather
again,
document.
Yeah.
Smoke feels like 33 degree list box item link WDT list box item level 0.
Now there's some WDT.
Saturday 8. High 36 degrees, low 23 degrees. Mostly
this
clear.
Is
precipitation 0%
really,
document.
Really great. It's saying the high and it's saying the low. First you can just say 36 degrees, 23 degrees and you will not understand what it's saying, but
Saturday, mostly
now,
clear list box item, 36 degrees slash 23 degrees, mostly clear list box item. Saturday 8, high 36 degrees, low 20, list box item level 0. Sunday 9, high 35 degrees, low 22 degrees, mostly clear.
Okay, so this is the
0%
weekly forecast here, and I'm not going to read the forecast here. That's going to make the podcast long. So then, the weather app has really, really become accessible with JAWS. So also are the other apps, which were not much accessible last time. So, I'm going to show you the news now, which is the final, you know, thing that I'm going to show you here.
And the news.
Okay.
Enter news.
So this is opening up here a little bit. Give it some time here. Though my network is fast, but I'll still give it some time because if I don't give it a time here, if I don't give it some time, then JAWS tends to behave a little sluggishly. So I'll just give it some time here. Okay. Now we can.
Blank news.
Okay.
News. News.
So we're at the top of the window here.
Blank. In daily banner. Group start Bing Daily. Heading level 2 Bing Daily. Group end. Bing Daily banner end. Blank. Top story region. Heading level 2 top story. List box item link climate change colon who okay? Reuters low ambition and disputes over Google Bear that cost have pushed marathon U.N. climate change talks to the brink of failure. List box item level 0.
Yeah, so that's the big agenda going on here.
Image attribution button menu. Top story region end. Headline region. Heading level 2 link headline. Reuters Rahul reaches out to Amity family list box item. The U.S. Congress General Secretary says he shares an emotional bond with the people of the constituency list box item level 0. Gadkari sticks to his stand semicolon will not resign list box
item. That's the Indian, you know, heading. So, what it does is, it fantastically gives you the headings according to your country. I'm sure also it will give you international headings. Let me just check on the headlines. I'm not going to read the entire window here.
India heading level 2.
Yeah,
rate.
India.
World heading
World,
level
yeah,
2.
Yeah, so it gives you
AFP nurses death at Case Hospital shocks Britain list box item Reuters list box item.
Yeah, that's a really
tsunami hits Japan after 7.3-magnitude quake list box item AFP list
yeah,
box
that's,
item.
Yeah, that's a horrifying story going on here. Really. So, it gives you international news, but it mainly focuses on your own country. So, if you are in the US, it will give you headlines related to the US. It will also give you international stories, but give you your country headlines. So that's it, my dear friends. I have shown you now.
Starts Windows
oh,
D.
No, just clearing all of this.
Soundtrack Windows D.
Yeah. So if you want, I have not gone into the details of all the apps that are there in Windows 8 and how you can move the start screen and all. But if you want more details, I would really request you to listen to part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then, after you listen to those parts, then listen to this one, because this one is the top. I've not covered the basics here, but I'm going to give you a basic tip. Now, when you install Windows 8 for the first time on your computer, especially Windows 7, Windows Vista, or XP users, if you install Windows 8 on your computer, there is an easy way that I can give you that can make your start screen not, I should not say similar to Windows 7, but it can make it a little more organized. And I've also, I shared this trick in part one of my podcast, but I'm sharing it with you again, because it even works in the pro version. I thought Microsoft will remove this trick when the pro version of Windows 8 comes, but they have not. So I'm going to share this with you. It won't make your start screen the same as Windows 7, but it will make it a little more organized. As for example, if you listen to part 1, we found FS Reader on the second row, first column, and then we found the uninstalled FS Reader on the last or second last, column of the third row, the tile of the third row. So that is really, really disorganized, and the disorganization even continues now. So, there is a trick. You don't need to install any softwares or anything for that. I'm gonna give the trick to you quickly. How you can get your start screen a little bit more organized. Of course, there is drag and drop tiles, which you can do in NVDA, but I don't know. JAWS allows you to do that. But at least NVDA, you can arrange your start screen as you would like to have it. So, what you need to do to get this start screen organized is, you need to go to the start screen, of course.
Start screen, mail, Austin Pinto.
Okay, that's my new email now. So once we go to the start screen, we'll press the application key. Or for those of you who are partially sighted, just right click on the start screen. Some app on the start screen, right click one screen, you get the context menu.
Applications, selected, command bar, open from start.
Yeah, so it's Windows 8 calls the context menu as the command bar. So, we don't want unpin from start.
Uninstall, to move through items.
Now, if you want to move the command bar, if you want to move through the command bar, sometimes up and down arrow will work, though I do not remember it working on the command bar. You need to use the left and right arrow. We do not want to uninstall.
Smaller. To move through items, press up or down
to make
arrow.
This thing smaller.
S. Turn lift tile off. To move through items.
Now this, turn life tile off, you would really not want to do unless you have a problem with the life tiles, if you're getting distracted or something. Then you would want to do this. If you do this, then you won't get the information like the weather and the news gives you on the life tile. So you would really not want to do this.
Switch to all apps.
Switch to all apps. This is the what you want. Now, this is a different screen, actually. It's not a trick, it's a different screen. There is a start screen, and there is an all app screen. So the all app screen is a bit organized. So, before you, you know, get used to the start screen, I would suggest that you use all apps screen, and I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Apps list box.
Apps.
Windows 8 apps. Adobe Reader's Eye. 1 of 38.
Windows 8 apps. So it classifies them into Windows 8 apps and I think other apps. I don't know what it does. There's Adobe Reader 11.
Apple Software Update.
So,
BBC iPlayer Radio from WebEye. Disk Explorer from WebEye.
So all these apps are compatible, are like compatible with Windows 8. They are digitally signed from Microsoft for the Windows 8.
Calendar.
But if you go to the all apps screen, you will notice that you won't get any information from the live tiles. like you saw Bing tile empty, you saw the calendar tile empty. On the start screen, you saw the calendar tile would give you a date. But here, it won't give you any information. So that is one of the drawbacks that you have.
Calendar from WebEye. Camera. Clock from WebEye. Desktop. Disk Explorer from WebEye.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to scroll through this list quickly, and I'm going to stop when it says, let's say, other apps or something.
Travel. WebEye. Google RSS and podcast. Help editor. Adobe appearance editor. Client. Client. Podcast downloader. Podcast.help editor. Team viewers. Web direct. WebEye. WebEye.
So we are in the WebEye. W.
Computer management. Defragmented.
Now this is the administrative tools here.
Event viewer. iSCSI initial. Local security. ODBC. Performance monitor. Print manager. Resource monitor. Service. System. System information. Windows PowerShell app.
So these are all the SDK apps that you would get. Okay, so it's a subgroup. It doesn't say other apps. So all the apps in all app screen is classified as Windows 8 apps. And then there is subgroups like Auslogix. There's subgroups like Android SDK. There'll be subgroup like JAWS, and all the JAWS related options will come under that subgroup. So that way it is a little bit organized than the normal start screen. But the drawback is that you cannot get information from the lifetimes. So that's one of the drawbacks. So anyway, this was my demo, my dear friends. I hope you like it. It was a bit, I should say, not up to the mark how I expected. There was some problem up in there, and I'll try to make it as best as possible, edit it and things. But I hope you liked the demo. And this was all about the Windows 8. This is my final podcast on Windows 8, unless some of you email me and tell me that you want a podcast, entire podcast on an app, and I'm ready to do that. So, until another Windows 8 podcast, or until I get something else to demo from me, it's goodbye. Now, if you want to contact me, you will of course get the contact details on the Blind Geek Zone website. That's my email address. My email address is AUSPINPINTO.XAVIERS@gmail.com. With this email address, you can email me, you can search me on Facebook, you can follow me on LinkedIn, Google Plus, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter name is Austin M. Pinto, so you can follow me. That's AUSTINMPINTO. That's all one word, so you can follow me there. You can also add me on Skype with the email address, the Gmail email address. And that's it for me, friends. Goodbye, take care, and wish you a very happy holidays.